The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
One more thing on the mask and we'll get past that. I tweeted out Brian Williams the other day and Bush watched the video. On MSNBC, Brian Williams played a clip from Fox News where these three people are sitting on the Fox News. And one of the guys on Fox News is from Kansas. And he goes, my home state, there were two counties. One had a mask mandate and the other one didn't. And apparently, and this guy is on Fox News maybe two weeks ago saying this. And apparently, the cases in the mask-wearing county are down, and the case where they're not, in the other county where they're not wearing masks, are up.
And they found that baffling?
It was like breaking news. It was like breaking news, and then he goes, and apparently, masks work. And they all three sit there, and they all go, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Brian Williams played that clip, and I retweeted it. I said something, and I still feel this way about my personal life. I will never have deniers in my personal life. I'm done with them because my dad and thousands of others have died because people didn't wear a mask. And that was just a crazy – it was a crazy piece when you see it now. So when you say you still question it, when there's not anecdotal, there's evidence out there. They have test counties.
And this comes as an epiphany.
If you watch that clip, did you see that clip, Nick?
I saw it making the rounds.
Yeah, it's an amazing clip because they're talking like it's back in like April or May, like, you know. And apparently masks work, but it was like 2 weeks ago on Fox. And Brian Williams played it saying, you know, you're late to the party, fine, but screw you. Screw you anyway.
Right.
Well, I think his point was also, you know, that history will remember the deniers.
Yeah, he said, right. remember the deniers.
That was it.
Don't let these people off the
hook.
It's
still on our Twitter at TNT.
Remember who the deniers
are. You want to watch it, and I will remember those.
All right, we have another follow-up here, and you got to help me reset here, because we had, I think we can say his name, Justin, who is in with the woman who does not want to be monogamous, the bisexual woman who does not want to be monogamous.
Yeah, she wants to have a little pie on the side.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term.
And then we had an email from a fake name Danielle, who is in an open relationship, and had mentioned that dude. Well, she was specifically talking about Justin.
Man, all these people know each other.
Yeah,
apparently. Must be a club.
You know, she had been with Justin.
Sexually?
Yeah. Ah. Yeah, because she's in an open marriage.
Is Justin good?
He must be.
Is he like Aaron Rodgers good or really good?
Wow, his kissers are like fire.
All right.
Oh, yeah. His
meow, kisses, I believe, was her comment.
His kisses are like fire.
So she follows up, just to clarify a few things. The dude in my below email, that was the one we read yesterday, is in fact Justin.
Below.
Yeah, from the bi monogamy story on your show. I am not bi. That I know of.
He's leaving the door open.
No, that's stuck to the tape. To the tape. I want that.
My husband is definitely getting laid.
I like that one, too.
So you were talking about...
Yes.
You wonder if she was getting more than her share.
Right.
Apparently, he's getting his share.
Right.
And by some beautiful women. I'm happy for him. We love seeing each other, enjoying and learning more about ourselves. No guilt or shame. Open marriage is so much more than what you're thinking on the surface. With years of monogamy and shame ingrained. What it's not is, hey, let's go out this weekend. No, I'm going to bang this other guy.
Okay.
No.
That's what I thought.
I do not cancel time with him for another. I love hearing
your takes. Well, does she cancel time with the other guy for him? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
Like or she is aware of when she can schedule time.
Yeah,
once again, if that guy says, hey, I changed my plans, let's you and I go out this weekend. Nope, I already scheduled to bang somebody else.
Does the husband get priority if they had scheduled something first?
Right. We're needy, Craig. Listen, all that in a perfect world, good for you. Would not work in my world. First of all, I'd be too jealous. Second of all, she would say no. Third of all, she could make one phone call. I'd be on the phone all night.
Well, she, your wife is not going to let somebody else have all that she's already got.
Thank you, puss.
She found the perfect spot.
Appreciate that.
She's going to protect it.
Thank you.
Craig, we like to say he's the total package.
Although Craig made me feel bad yesterday when I said I'll be 82 and she'll be 70 someday. And I thought she'd still want me, and you said nah. And you're right. And Craig was right.
She will be tired of your ass.
I tossed and turned about that all night, worrying about the future. That's the kind of anxiety I have.
Right. It's a shame she's so selfish and can't share you.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, I tell her that a lot. Yeah.
You know, can you blame her?
You guys are just too nice today.
All these other people are missing out.
Well, dudes don't count, obviously.
Well, you've got to explore. If I was in a situation like that, my wife would come home and be like, you were bad at that. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Probably. I'll become a Packers fan.
Oh, no, don't
no,
do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, I'll just follow Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, bad at sex, that's right. Yeah.
That's pretty harsh.
Good at football, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, you could follow the bad sex guy. Don't become a Packer fan.
Well, I was waiting for him with his new team.
Yeah, if a perfect world. It sounds like we have a lot of experimental people out listening to this program, and we love your input because you're the ones living those lifestyles, you know. And it is better than cheating on somebody. I agree with you. You know, most of us don't do that either, for that matter, but. Well, there are a lot of people that do cheat.
Right. The communication, the honest thing, that seems to work best. Right.
And is this the guy that called in?
Yeah.
And he was in a small town, so it's got to be, they all know each other. Just hanging out, banging everybody.
That's what this world, she must live in that small town, too.
Whose turn is it to bang Justin?
Did he give us a small town's name? I'm not going to mention
it.
Nah.
There was no mention.
Did he give us a state?
No. I don't want to know.
Wasn't it a Kansas phone number?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, it was like an L.A. phone number.
310?
Yeah, that's probably all the information we should give out.
Well, that's all I'm going to say.
Because everybody in that small town knows somebody who has an odd area code.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. No, you know, I wouldn't know your area codes.
Well, if you call. If you call them on a regular basis.
Nobody knows everybody. Nobody knows people's cell phone number anymore. They just know their names in the phone.
Exactly. By the way, if they're all banging each other in that small town, they all know each other, are banging each other in that small town.
Well, and he called in, and he's using his real name, so it can't be that hard to
Right.
Yeah, that's true. And then a woman calls in, I know that dude, and his sweet, wet kisses. Well, that stuck to the tape, too.
That's, yeah.
Damn it.
Wow.
Right. As I was saying kisses, I knew what was coming out of my mouth. Damn it.
Right. He's Costner from Bull Durham. I like soft, wet kisses that last for 30 days.
Yep.
We know.
I don't have time to get into all of this.
I don't think the quote is 30 days. I do like his line.
Find the exact quote, though.
It's not 30 days.
That's a great quote.
Soft, wet kisses at last. Yeah, I believe in a curveball or something, the fastball or something like that. And soft, wet kisses at last for 30 days.
We have an immunologist checking in.
Oh, they're smart.
Right. Basically, he says, I always enjoy it when willfully ignorant people want to weigh in on the human immune system. A subject I've been studying for about 30 years. I even have a PhD. Idiots, the lot of us.
Exactly. So, morons.
We've always said that. Because you know what?
We've always said these guys are idiots.
There's a guy. I mean, I don't know what that guy does for a living, the question in immunology or whatever that dude earlier on the
email.
Yeah,
I think he's an editor.
Yeah. Exactly. But he does something for a living that he knows how to do. If anybody told him, it'd be like walking up to a guy building a house and saying, I don't think you're doing that wrong. What do you do? Have you ever done one? No, I don't even know how to do that.
Okay. Yeah, he's an expert at something.
Right.
Yeah, immunologists don't tell construction guys how to frame a house.
And I don't either. Go ahead.
All right, you want the full quote here?
And say it sexy like he does.
Well, I believe in the soul, the C, the P, the small of a woman's back, the hanging curveball, high fiber, good scotch, the novels of Susan Sontag are self-indulgent, overrated crap. I believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. I believe there ought to be a constitutional amendment outlawing AstroTurf and the designated hitter. I believe in the sweet spot, softcore pornography, opening your presents Christmas morning rather than Christmas Eve, and I believe in long, slow, deep, soft, wet kisses that last 3 days.
3 days.
3 days. Oh, 3 days. Okay. All right.
I was close.
Yeah, just as we were getting a text from baseball nut Jim down the hall.
Oh, he knows a quote.
3 days.
Oh,
he saw that text pop up, and it said 3 days. I'm like, 3 days.
Oh, Jim's a romantic.
Yeah. Well, we knew that.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jim believes in all of that, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to guess very little of it.
He did say 3 days. Our boss, 3 days.
And I edited the first part there.
Yeah, there's some dirty stuff, right?
There's a couple of words I can't say there.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, Danielle's back. We don't live in the same small town. She's talking about Justin.
Cool, Daniel. Danielle, excuse me.
I don't know his lady friend. She lives further away. I live about an hour away. So he's worth the trip, apparently.
All right. Well, he's got...
His kisses are fire.
Yeah, fire. That lasts for 3 days.
I think that's a Tom Petty quote there. Kissed like fire and made me feel.
Yeah.
Like everything you said was meant to be.
All right, this segment's getting way too deep.
It's getting very poetic.
It is, it is. When you got Jim texting us 3 days.
He was either filling in the quote or telling us when he's going to get tired of our crap and finally snap.
Yeah, I figured it was something like that. I'm like, is that a countdown?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's the end of the show.
You've been warned.
Y'all got three days. You got 3 days. Find another gig.
The immunologist did not... mention whether or not he's down with we should be able to shoot people without masks.
Well, you should execute them, basically.
Well, I feel threatened.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's right. You did say that.
Yeah. It's merely an act of self-defense.
Right.
And I would be saving others in the process, perhaps. Mm-hmm. So if I see you at the convenience store without a mask on, I'm going to open carry and I might have to unload on you just to save society.
And shoot you.
The problem with that scenario, Todd, is you being in the convenience store.
Stop unloading on me, Todd.
That guy's unloading all the time.
That's crazy.
I could go to the convenience store just to check, but I usually
don't.
But
you won't.
I try not to.
You wear a mask?
I mean, unless it's the once a month you need to gas up.
Yeah, but even then you don't.
Even then I don't go inside.
No, I don't either.
I honked at a lady walking into the grocery store not wearing a mask.
What'd you say?
Well, I was already mad at her because she was getting dropped off in front. Like, it drives me crazy when the people park and stop and then get out.
Oh, they're just waiting on her lazy ass.
Yeah, she's lazy and then she can't have a mask.
She can't walk across the parking lot?
No. So she already did that and then she was walking in without a mask. So I just tried to yell. I'm sure she couldn't hear me because the windows were up, but... She just sees this dude honking and yelling at her.
Yeah, see, that's where a 9mm would have been much more effective.
Or unload on
All
her.
You have to say is, I feel threatened.
But, Nick, don't you know that those people that park by the curb, they're way more important than you.
Oh, God,
their time is more precious than yours.
That's right.
They don't have time to go park in one of those unwashed parking stalls with the rest of you
unless
people.
Unless some old person that obviously has trouble walking gets out of those cars, I get so mad.
I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's usually just a wife. It's a fat ass wife.
And then they just
skinny ass wife.
Or even worse, they'll let somebody out and then just put on the hazards and just stay there.
Yes.
Oh, get up.
That's infuriating.
Move.
Yeah.
You ain't that special.
Yeah. I went to the grocery store yesterday to get some flowers for my daughter, and it's weird because I mean people were from their cars. They had the mask on the whole way, so I had to get mine out of my pocket real quickly and put it on about halfway through the parking lot to feel like. I'm like everybody else, you know. I was afraid Todd might unload on me.
Whatever you do.
No, so I mean, the groceries, when I do go to grocery stores, very rare. My wife does most of the shopping. It's with a mask. And my wife said she saw some douchebag walking in without a mask, and she was pissed at him.
Yeah, then I just tell my wife about it. She's like, maybe she was just grabbing one of those from, she didn't have one,
on
and
the
she
way
was just
in.
Grabbing one on the way in. I'm like, well, come on.
I know.
Well, that's what I'll do before I shoot you. I'll give you a chance. I'll even carry some extras.
Yeah.
Listen, do you need this? But if you did that to people, they would turn it down. They're just looking for a conflict.
Right.
You could carry a shotgun and just have the mask dangling from the end of the barrel.
That'd be hot.
Right, like Craig's panties off his
toes. Yeah, off his toe, right? You're just like
that. No, that's right.
All of a sudden, Nick's Yosemite Sam walking around with a shotgun everywhere.
Pew, pew. Handing out panties left and right off my
Can
toe.
I open carry a shotgun in this state? Can I go into a store with a shotgun?
I don't know.
I hope not.
Well, is this the United States or not? I'd say go not. For it.
Shotgun's kind of messy, Nick.
Well, yeah.
I'd end up blowing up some merchandise.
Yeah.
Well, you've walked into the grocery store with every blade known to man before, walking into the sharpening guy.
Right.
Got my axe, my machete, my 8-inch long Bowie knife.
I'm the rootinest, tootinest armor guard this side of I-680. Mamby-pamby. Which one of you lily-livered shoppers want to slap leather with me?
That guy doesn't come around anymore. It might be due to COVID.
Might be.
But he's a sharpener guy, and he would show up like twice a year at the grocery store.
It's probably COVID.
And I was telling a friend of mine this story the other day, because one time I walked in there, and I don't know if you're familiar with the movie Raising Arizona.
That's Yosemite Sam, by the way. Remember that?
When they gaze upon Yosemite's towering sequoias.
But I looked like the Randall Tex Cobb character from Raising Arizona, who was fully armed.
Walking with a bunch of
I was walking
blades.
In, and in my hands, I mean, I had to wrap it around, you know, hold it close to me. I had to hug all this stuff that I had. I had a machete. I had a hatchet. I had an axe. I had a couple of buck knives. And I think I had a couple of Swiss Army knives. Mm-hmm. And they were all, I was carrying these into the store.
And nobody blinked.
No.
Well, the guy's in there to sharpen knives, right. So the other guys are walking in like that, too, I'm sure.
Right, and I don't have to walk to the back of the store. They smartly put him right at the front.
That's probably a good move, yeah.
Yeah, not like where they put the milk, where you have to walk past the whole store.
Yeah, I'd be running if I saw a guy walking down the hall.
Everything's free
somebody
today.
Coming down an aisle with an axe in his hand.
I parked way in the back of the parking lot, so I made the march through the entire parking lot carrying all these weapons in my arms just to get sharpened.
Greg kissed me for 3 days.
How often do you have to have your machete sharpened?
I do it, the machete I don't use so much, but the axe, the hatchet, the knives, I try to get them sharpened up once a year.
What do you use the machete for?
Oh, like, say, I gotta go through some jungle brush.
Remember, we talked about it yesterday, to poop. Yeah. You should cut down some weeds to poop.
Create a trail to take it up.
I just happen to have a machete because Puss bought one for me years ago.
Oh. That's right.
You bought it. I just did the purchasing.
Yeah, we did buy a machine.
During a dumb bit.
I don't really need it, but it's handy. It's there, and I take it on camping trips.
Occasionally, when you're hunting down the predator.
Yeah, that helps. What else going, Mr. Evans?
I could also use the machete on non-maskers.
You could.
Yeah. That could get bloody, too, though, you know?
Yeah, but so would a bull in the head.
Well, yeah.
Lasso.
You know, bullet wound is going to.
Todd's feeling especially violent today.
Good point. Chris.
And
no,
yesterday,
less so.
No, I'm just all about self-defense. What are you scared of? Well, I'm scared of catching the coronavirus
from you dumbass.
You're not wearing a mask. You may be carrying the virus and coughing it on me and other people around you. So I'm going to have to put you out of your misery.
Nick, anybody walk up to you at the bone last time you were there?
No. And when I'm there, I'm hanging out on the patio.
Got it.
Most of the time.
Right.
Yeah, there was a lady a couple weeks ago that came out. You know, some people feel the need when they're talking to you to pull the mask down.
I know.
And I was like, keep that up.
It's only Scott Frost when he yells at referees. He feels the need to pull the mask down.
Or when he's in the middle of the huddle.
Oh, well, get thrown off over here.
Well, here's a less violent idea from Marcy.
Less violent? Okay.
Yeah. Why not just light a cigarette up and blow the smoke in their face? They don't care about your health. Why the hell should we care about them breathing secondhand smoke?
There you go.
I want something a little more violent.
I just want you to unload on them.
I want to send a message.
And brandish a gun.
So you're giving me a reason to pick up smoking again.
No, don't do that, Craig.
I coughed real loud once in the produce section when this guy wasn't wearing a mask.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he look over at you?
Yeah.
You know why you were doing that?
No. Okay. I made a cartoonish cough.
Okay.
Just like, ah! I think he was more like, what the hell's wrong with that guy? I don't think he got that I was trying to make a point.
Did you very unsubtly say douchebag in the middle of your cough?
I should have.
Douchebag!
No, you really don't want to tangle with those guys.
I think a lot of them are looking for a confrontation.
Yes. Oh, I think so, too.
Absolutely.
I think so, too.
They want you to approach them. So they can give you their liberty speech.
Yeah, say something, sheep.
Bibbidi bibbidi.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Bite clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Some people got offended yesterday during the Steelers-Ravens game.
Oh, I know what this was. And I remember my wife saying something about it, too. And I felt bad for Collinsworth because I don't think he really meant anything by it. It was just a slip of a of a guy tongue.
I heard this comment. It stuck out to me, and I just didn't think about it that way.
I didn't either, except the fact that my wife said, "What's that mean?" I said, "Yeah, he probably shouldn't have said that." I don't think it's – I think it's just – Collinsworth is a decent dude. But tell him what he said. Do you have the audio?
I don't have the audio.
Okay. I watched. I remember hearing
that. He was praising Pittsburgh Steeler fans. He made a remark about some women that he'd run into during the lead-up to the game. He said that they had some specific questions about the game, and he says that he was like, "Wow, you're just blown away by how strong the fans are here in this town."
He meant, and I explained to my wife, because she likes football too, I said, I think what he meant was they had specific questions, probably about cover two, linebacker play. And I'm not saying women don't know that, because a lot of women do. I know a lot of women. In fact, I've been texting. I text two women now during a Steeler game. It's Brett's sister, Michelle, and our old friend Meg, who's a Steeler fan. They're all Steeler fans. So I'm texting football knowledge, and they're texting football knowledge back to me. I'm not to be patronizing here, but they know a lot about football. So I understand why people would take offense to what Collinsworth said. But I think what he was meaning by random women walking up, not just saying, "Are we going to win?" saying, "Hey, our safety play is not working
How
well.
Do you feel about a safety blitz on third down?"
And I don't think he said even the ladies do that, and I understand why people would be upset, but I understand how he should get a break.
I think he just meant that's not common in every city that you go to.
It's not, but it might. But that's also saying that other women don't know anything about football.
Yeah,
So
upon reflection, I get it.
Right.
And
I understand why people were mad. I also understand why you had to give the guy a break.
Yeah.
But he wasn't talking to Ditka Michaels in that case. Mike Tirico was on the call.
Tirico was on the call. Yeah.
Mike Melatonin Tirico.
He really is.
Right. So not long after the ball game ended.
What happened then?
He issued a lengthy apology away. Today on a broadcast made reference to a couple of women that I met in Pittsburgh who so impressed me with their football knowledge that I wanted to tell their story on the air. I know the way I phrased it insulted many. I'm so sorry. What I intended as a compliment to the fans of Pittsburgh became an insult. I'm sick about insulting any fan, but especially female fans and journalists. I know firsthand how much harder they have to work than any of us in this industry. I was wrong, and I deeply apologize.
So he would have been fine had he not brought up gender.
Yep. Stop acting like a bunch of little girls.
I Bush heard it live, and I heard it live. But my wife said, he shouldn't have said that. I said, "You're probably right. He shouldn't have said that." I said, but what he's trying to say was this, and it came out.
Yeah, he didn't flat out say, "They know a lot about football for chicks.
These broads know a lot about the game.
Lady fans."
Yeah, he meant it as a compliment. Verbalize it well.
Yeah, I didn't. I understand being a woman that knows a lot about football. Right. To be
and when
upset
I talk
about
Packer fans being fat, I mean all men and women who are Packer fans are fat. So
hey, I'm trying, Todd. Shut up.
I want to give them a compliment.
Well, at least for him, it was on a Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah. You're right, Nick. If that game's Sunday night or Monday night, you're right. Or Sunday night. Yeah, Sunday night. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Dance, you fat bitch.
He said that later on, too. All right.
It's a good thing.
They showed some fan in the crowd dancing.
Nobody's watching the NFL anymore. Even though 18 of the top 20 primetime programs are NFL.
Yeah, what about those other two?
Most watched. Oh, I think election coverage.
What were the overnights for 3:40 kickoff Eastern time on NBC yesterday?
I don't know if that's available yet, but we can look.
They might have won their time slot.
Probably did. And especially with all the broads watching.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they were pissed that Ellen wasn't on. I'm sure Ellen got bumped in several markets.
Right. Well, yeah.
Because
not
of
here.
The Steelers.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.